prepared a top speed today at 35.
I tell you what, can we talk when we get a bit slower?
Definitely, that's a good idea.
Right, James, we're slowed down to a more sedate 8 or 10 knots. This is one heck of a machine.
Yeah, it is. It was launched back in the late 90s with Alain Thibault, the skipper. And since then, it's been sort of hunting records and constantly being modified as well. So its top speed, I think, back in sort of near conception was about 40 knots. And at the time, that was pretty impressive. And now they're up to over 50.
The project itself, though, goes right back into the early 80s.
Yeah, it does, with Eric Tabarly, who's quite a legendary French sailor, offshore sailor. He devised sort of trimarans on foils, if you like, back in the early 80s with a boat called Paul Ricard. And that's how this design sort of came on from that. And Alain worked very closely with Eric. And from there, the design's obviously been developed and then brought up to what it is today.
So was it designed to be a record breaker?
Yeah, it was designed to be a record breaker, but also a sailing laboratory, as Alain will always tell you. His big dream is obviously to build a boat capable of breaking the round-the-world record, and this in a way is a stepping stone towards that, and taking on the smaller records, sort of shorter distance obviously. This is a test bed for a bigger boat in the future.
It's been described as a flying carpet, and I mean, we've been dotted around, sort of just nudging 38, 39 knots, and it is as smooth as anything.
Yeah, it is. Once you're up on the foils, it is incredibly smooth, and it's a very forgiving boat. You know, obviously, you would assume being at that speed, it's very dangerous. You're on the knife edge, where in certain respect, it is obviously dangerous. It is obviously very close to the limits, but surprisingly comfortable once you're actually up and going.
Well, as the name suggests, it's a French project. What brings you to the Solent?
The Round the Island record is what they're after. It's been a record that's been pretty hard to break. We had two attempts last weekend. We missed the first one by 40 minutes, and the second one we had the breeze completely die on us halfway around, and it took us 4 hours. But last year they got incredibly close, and they were 8 minutes off the record. So a lot of enthusiasm and an eagerness to get the record this time, and hopefully this weekend will be our shot.
Well, we can't talk to a French team without talking to a Frenchman. Jacques Vincent, you've been, I want to say helming, but to be helming you have to be at the back, but you're not.
No, well, on this boat the beam is very much forward, and it's a kind of like a plane, so we need to balance the weight. We cannot have the weight in the back. We need to have the weight on top of the foils, and the foils are pretty much forward, so that's where the whole crew sit, like a rugby pack. We all gather here, we are sometimes six or eight, and so it's pretty much forward, and it's a really nice feeling because we are like on a balcony. Yeah. There's nothing forward, just the water.
What makes us so fast?
Instead of being stuck in the water with normal shape hulls, we have wings in the water. As soon as we move, the winds move the boat up, and then there's nothing in contact with the water, and we are gliding, you know, like no drag, no brakes on. It's another way to aerodynamics, hydrodynamics. We are using high technology to kind of fly on top of the water.
It's been an incredibly successful project, but not without its mishaps, though. There was a time where you had quite a nasty flip.
Yes, I think we've been exploring a very difficult path with many unknown possibilities. And the boat has been built by aeronautics designers. It's very difficult at sea to measure the impact of waves and chop and swell. And so we had normal breakage, you know, like we have been exploring a new path and we've been through a breakage, but thanks to Alain Thibault, the skipper, we were able to rebuild the boat and improve the boat. And I think now we have a very safe, seaworthy combination.
And you got your eyes on the Pacific record.
We have a few improvements to make. Which is absolutely unbelievable is that this boat is able to do the world fastest run on flat water, and we want to show that it's as well able to break records over the ocean, and it will be absolutely unique.
And you're looking forward to Round the Island race?
Exactly, yeah, the 25th of June. We have a big rendezvous with England.
And of course it's a Frenchman that holds the current multi-hull record set in 2000.